Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Styles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
You're listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles on The Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM. We've got a power-packed show for you tonight. Chris interviewed Daniel Miller, and what an amazing person he is. He's going to be joining us at the Millionaire to Billionaire event in Sandton on the 26th of April. If you'd like some more information on this event, you can go to mtob.co.za and just get an absolute eyeful of all the amazing speakers that are going to be there. Now, before I introduce Daniel and tell you some more about him, we've had confirmation from African Billionaire Events Management that we have 20 VIP tickets valued at just under 2,000 Rand each to give away in a competition. You just need to send us a paragraph or two on why you should be the winner, why you should be there. And I have to tell you, everybody should be there. So you can share your reasons with us. If you send us an email at competition@mixfm.co.za and tell us why you should be there, you could be one of our lucky winners. Now, if you'd like to send us a tweet tonight, you can tweet us on @mix938fm, or you can send us an SMS on 41348. SMSs are charged at 1.50 rand. Now, Daniel Miller is a co-partner of one of the leading online e-commerce platforms and shopping carts, and this is www.sidek.com. So if you're planning to sell or selling products and services online, his expertise in upsell, side sell, and downsell are massively valuable. Daniel is an international speaker, trainer, consultant, and he's considered to be one of the world's top sales masters. Daniel has spoken to over 50,000 people and has sold a massive $84 million worth of products and services. He's an expert at dramatically improving companies' bottom lines by essentially taking corporation and individuals and turning their problems into profits. Have a listen to what Daniel shared with Chris.
Daniel, welcome to Mix FM and The Success Show. We're absolutely delighted to have you on air with us today. And the first question I need to pose to you is always one around your travels and whether you've actually been to South Africa before. And so have you been to South Africa before? And if not, what brings you to the southern tip of Africa?
Well, actually, yes. Last year, I spoke at an event in South Africa at a National Achievers Conference down there.
Okay.
And was able to come down and enjoy a week of time in South Africa. And I actually, a long time ago, when I was actually a working stiff, when I was in my late 20s, probably or mid to late 20s,
yeah.
I lived in Alexandria, Egypt. So I lived in the north part of Africa.
Oh, wow.
About 6 months. And so, yeah, that was now coming back, very excited because last trip I was there, was able to, I own part of a cigar manufacturing company. And one of my students who came along, and I know that the student bodies are always amazing with some of their ideas. Now we're actually importing our cigar brand to South Africa. So we're very excited about making this a two-prong trip, and also with the help of one of our students from last time I was there.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Now, having been to South Africa when you were here, how did you experience the country? What did you enjoy most about it?
You know, I just enjoy just kind of being around the people. I realize that the people in South Africa are hungry.
That they are.
And they're willing to do things that Americans and other people in the world are not willing to do, which means, you know, wake up early, stay up late, work the business, you know, build your business, try multiple things, you know, and from what I've seen from a student so far is that they're very good at following directions. And success is in 80% is just showing up, but the other 20% is seriously just following directions and just studying, practicing, and just always continuing in the disciplined way.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Daniel. In fact, one of our great mentors always said to us that, yes, you need to show up and then remember that rich and successful people don't become rich and successful by doing certain things. They get rich and successful by doing things in a certain way. And I just love that. And I think what that does is it leads into the second question I have for you, because as I've been looking through your bio, and what a fascinating bio it is, goodness me, you've certainly achieved a lot and done some pretty incredible things, and we'll dig into that a little bit later as well. But Daniel, you're regarded as one of the world's top sales masters. Now, that's quite an accolade, quite a title. What path did you walk in terms of the learnings that you garnered around sales, and what knowledge did you acquire to actually be able to know what you now know and do what you do?
You know, it came from a burning desire. I didn't know I had. I was actually very similar to, you know, everybody. Just kind of, I went and have a master's in engineering. I was working for a big conglomerate company called Bechtel Corporation. And I was just at my job every day working really hard. And I, like everybody out there, and I just realized that nothing was taking me to that next level. But I did know that while I was at this position, this job, I was very good at making teams and growing teams. And my, you know, my seniors were always putting me in charge of teams. And very good at being able to take a project and to be able to talk about that project and put a lot of energy and love into it. So it came across really, really well to who we were selling these to.
All right.
And so with my teams, that burning desire just kind of held there. And it wasn't until 2001, and I just turned 30, 31, and I was working real hard, doing really well. I went to this event in Anaheim, California, where two of my now mentors were giving a presentation, and it was Mark Victor Hansen, from Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yep,
he's a close personal friend now, and Robert Allen, who is a world-renowned real estate guru and has written many number one bestsellers.
Absolutely. And love Bob Allen. In fact, we've had the delight of interviewing him on the show, so know him so well. Yeah.
I was just with him a couple of weeks ago in California, and actually we're going to be heading back out. We're doing some work with him right now, helping him convert on his Facebook and some other places to help him monetize a little bit better.
Fantastic.
Amazing man. Yeah, you can see an interview with us together on our SiteX site, which is pretty awesome. Anyways, to get back on track, what it is I went to this event and I saw something very exciting. I saw all these amazing individuals, males and females, up on stage and communicating in such a way that I was excited. And I was excited for one of the very first times in my life to say, hey, that is something that I really want to do. I want to become an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I know that I work, you know, so many hours right now, and I get on planes so many hours right now, but I'm only getting paid X. And that X isn't enough to make me realize that I'm going to probably retire as a wealthy individual.
Sure.
And not be able to live the life that I've always wanted to. I'd live a very comfortable life, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't something of excitement. It wasn't where I wanted to be. And I had been reading the Rich Dad Poor Dad books and pouring into them and saying, hey, you know, I grew up on this little pig farm in northern Wisconsin. If anybody knows where that is, it's in the center north of the U.S.
Okay.
And we didn't have a TV set in our home until I was after the age of 13 years of age. And so it was a really strong Christian family. We worked hard, and we had lots of animals. So I understood the value of, a day's work, a week's work, a month's work. And so I took those values to my job and to my studies, and was very excited. Now, so that, I think, gave me my father was always, hey, work a good day and get a good day's pay. And so I think working hard is beneficial, but if you work hard for yourself, you're probably going to have a significantly better success ratio. But here's the caveat. If you want to work for yourself, you have to learn from people that are more successful than you.
Well done. Well said. Brilliant.
So many times, in my career now, I've done over $87 million in sales from the front of the room and from online. And I'll talk about that at the event a lot, about how do you do it. But I learned from somebody who had made $100 million.
Sure.
And so my mentor was someone that was ahead of me. And now in the business that we have, Sidek, and of course our Click and Grow Rich brand, we have one of the initial people who put together the Shark Tank here in the U.S., Kevin Harrington. Now, I talk with Kevin regularly, and what's really great about that is I know he has done $4 billion with a B in sales.
That's
online and offline.
Just absolutely brilliant. Huge.
And it's fantastic. So you'll notice on my Facebook site or on Sidek site, you'll see pictures of me with Kevin and with other amazing people that are mentoring us now to take that business to much greater, to being, so we can move towards that, $500 million mark or that $1 billion mark. And we're not just thinking of ourselves as, million-dollar companies or tens of millions. Now we can move it into thinking of much greater size. But you wouldn't be able to learn that from somebody who only makes $100,000 a year. You wouldn't be able to learn that from somebody who only makes $1 million a year. You have to learn that from somebody who is significantly better. So a lot of my growth and what you're asking, what did I go through, was I wasn't afraid to go up to people and ask them to be my mentor. But my caveat was I wasn't going to cheapen myself. I said I'd do whatever it took. And almost every last one of them, in order to know that I was serious, asked me to pay for their time in the start. It was either taking a course, or it was coming to a retreat, or it was getting really intensive with them. So what I was able to do was I spent a lot of my time, which I had, and money that I had acquired until that moment in time as a job, and I said, I'm going to do whatever it takes to become an entrepreneur and building businesses. And at the same time, I was doing some postgraduate work at Berkeley, MBA program, and very excited because it all culminated. I believe when you are searching, the master will appear, or the opportunity will appear. And success is sought by being prepared, and then an opportunity arises. If an opportunity arises and you're not prepared, that opportunity will become a past opportunity that you'll always go, oh, I wish I would have done that. But if you're prepared and you have the language of business and you have the language of success built into you already, then it's very easy to find opportunities anywhere.
Absolutely brilliant, Daniel. I just... I love the way you put it, and I love the fact that you place such emphasis on investing in yourself, and that you're actually upfront enough to say in the beginning, the guys actually said, look, you need to basically pay for goods and services or for my time and expertise. And it's so important because the personal journey that one undergoes is going to be mirrored in the business journey that then follows. And I'm delighted that you put it on the table, because I know that one of the key things of the event that you're going to be speaking at, which is Millionaire to Billionaire on the 26th of April, is around personal growth and actually getting a group of seriously driven people into the Sandton Convention Center who are prepared to invest themselves because they want more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, you hit the nail on the head every single time when you say you're going to step out of your own box. If you want something bigger, you have to go somewhere to get it, because it won't show up in your living room.
No.
And pound on your door. And success doesn't come to your door and ask you if it can come in. Success is specialized knowledge. It's burning desire. It's being very decisive at a moment of opportunity. And everybody, it is a ladder. It is building blocks of success. When I was at Berkeley, one of my professors, who was at the time the head of the Pacific Exchange, her name is Janet Yellen, and she's now currently the Fed chief. She took over for Ben Bernanke just recently, mm-hmm. here in the U.S. And she would say things so awesome in class that just revolutionized your brain. And I'm going to paraphrase here real quick. Something that she said that I took to heart, and I say it in class quite regularly now. It is, she says, the language of business doesn't change. And what she meant was, you will find many times where a CEO of a bank or a senior vice president or something like that will go and become the chairman of a board of a toy manufacturing company, or a pharmaceuticals company, or a telecom company, or, you know, and not even banks. It will go back from, you know, it will go across generation or across manufacturing, across engineering, across whatever.
Yeah.
And so once you understand that language of business, and that's what I talk about, and language of business is sales, because one of the Shark Tank guys, the balding guy, I totally forgot his name. Sorry. He was at an event with me just at the beginning of this year called Traffic and Conversion in San Diego. And he got up and he says, the number one person that I go to when I'm looking at buying a company or investing in a company or investing in a person is the salesperson, is the head of sales. And I say, he said this, it was amazing. He said, the person that should be making the most amount of money in anybody's business should be the head of sales.
Absolutely.
The person who's doing it. And it was amazing to hear him say this because, you know, I've always understood it. But when it comes to becoming a sales master, you have to understand that no good deed goes unpunished in sales. So the more you make for a company, the more they'll try to take away from you.
Well, I love the way that you are placing so much emphasis on sales and new business. And actually, Daniel, thank you for calling it the way it is, because coming out of an environment of sales myself, when you cap someone's earning potential, you literally squash whatever sales innovation sits inside of them. And when you open up the opportunity for them just to earn and really earn on the back of performance, well, then you just light up the brilliance inside of them. And I'm delighted that you're actually speaking so frankly about sales, because I actually think this is one of the major challenges that faces most of the small businesses here in South Africa right now, is the fact that they're so busy with everything, with what you would call C-, D-, and maybe even B-minus tasks, that the majority of them are actually just forgetting about the critical thing, which is sales and selling and driving new business. Now, you know, what I'd love to do, because this interview is really flowing so nicely now, is I'd love to ask you this question, and that is, when you look at small business and having had all the experience that you've had in business, through business, around business, and of course with sales, where do you actually think the greatest problems lie with small business owners in terms of sales, and how is it that what you do or teach or coach can actually help change the landscape?
You know, you're asking a series of amazing questions there. And so let me try and break it down as far as I can. I'm not going to try. I will. Try is a failure word. So whenever you use it, get rid of it.
Brilliant.
Every so often it pops back in. But so many times small businesses, what they do is they mistake busy work with productivity. And you must have productive work, productive sales. If you're just being busy and you're running around, you're not making any money, you're doing the wrong things. So you have to focus your energy. And a lot of what we do on the back end with Sidek and our e-commerce platform, which is really your sales machine, but it's as automated of a sales machine as you can possibly get, is you want to automate as much of the busy work that you possibly can. So it doesn't rob you from your productive work of actually making marketing and sales of your product, service, or information.
Right.
Once you do that, then your life becomes simpler. It doesn't become simple. And this is something that I have to say in front of a lot of people, because a lot of people think that being an entrepreneur, being in a job is easy, very easy. Being an entrepreneur is hard. Because it's now just you and you building your business. It's now just you and you finding good partners to partner up with so you can then build a great business. And that is entirely a lot more time, effort, and energy. But what you get as a reward on the other side of it is massive success in self and self-awareness, stuff that when I talk to people that are at every level of success in many different areas. Like I was talking with Robert Kiyosaki at the end of last year when I was in Amsterdam with him speaking on a stage. And one of the biggest things was, you know, what gets you excited to keep going further? What is that, holy cow, I've changed so many people's lives that it makes it even more fun to change the next person's life. And I think as a business owner, a small business owner, you have to think not just yourself, but my most excitement is when I get to hire somebody new and I get to tell them, I get to pour into them all of the information that I have. And I'll talk a lot about that in some of the class as well as we move forward, is how do you hire good people? Especially as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, how do you get rid of the C and B players and only keep your A players? Because you have a bus and you're driving that bus right off the bat. Maybe you're a mompreneur or a poppreneur or an entrepreneur. You're a solopreneur. And then you become a bipreneur. You get a couple of people working for you, a tripreneur. And then you become an entrepreneurial business where you have multiple employees working for you. You filling the right people in the right seats on that bus is very important, and it's practical, and you should really, really take that to heart when you're building your business, and never, never, ever hire a family member or a friend. That is key.
My word, those powerful words there, Daniel, really powerful words. And I can also hear from the way that you're presenting this material to our audience that a lot of it is just first-hand experience. Kind of been there, done that, got the T-shirt, got the scars, found the bio oil and healed up.
So true.
Well, I love it. And you know, that's the thing about our radio show and the Success Show. show here on Mix FM is we really like to deal it straight up. But I have to tell you, I'm loving this interview with you because you really are. You're dealing it straight up. You're telling the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you're also telling, you know, about a bit of the indifferent and what you said about making your life simpler. Now, that was incredibly, incredibly powerful. And I know that is what many small business owners in South Africa and who are listening to this radio show want. They want their lives to become, as you said, not simple, but less complex or more simpler. And I think as they begin to hear your message, I'm almost sure that they are going to be making decisions, that they are going to want to go to millionaire to billionaire to be able to listen to you, learn from you, and hopefully even sign up and study with you beyond that. Now, Daniel, this leads me into my next question, because again, your bio, very fascinating, and I was reading it and studying it and looking at your product and your platform, and you've mentioned it a couple of times, Cydec.com. That's Cydec.com. Now, you also mention, or you make mention of, client retention. Does Cydec.com, or would Cydec.com, or what you teach, not only help a business owner with sales, but also with customer retention? And if yes, how?
Oh, absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Retention comes from communication. Retention comes from relationship. Retention comes from success of someone using your product, service, or information. So everybody who's in business, whether it be you're selling cell phones, you're selling candy, you're selling whatever, if your candy allows somebody to smile and they're excited, they're going to come back for more candy. If your cell phone connects people with people that they love and they can they can further their life, that they're going to come back for more months, more days of time. And so they're going to spend money on these things. If your candy doesn't have sugar in it, excuse me, by the way, if your candy doesn't have a good taste, people aren't going to come back. If your cell phone doesn't have great coverage and they can't call through, you're not going to sell a lot of them. So, yeah, communication and success of product. And so now once you have a client and you have a great product, you have a great service, you have great information that you can share, now it's communicating with that client, having the ability to always be at the forefront. Now, I'm not talking multiple times a day. I'm talking, you know, showing up and showing, hey, we've got something new. Hey, how are you doing? How can we help? Hey, you know, we're always here. So no, sometimes life gets busy, but let's, you know, when you're ready, know that all you have to do is press on a button and come back to us. And this is very hard to do on websites and very hard to do in people's businesses without the right tools. And what Brett, my partner, and I have done, along with some of the top marketers in the world, is we've created literally a significantly awesome tool that allows you to now set these things up ahead of time, allows you to think through your business process, your sales process, with custom order forms, with a sales process, and with a really simple equation that I'll introduce people to. It's called MP5MS². And it has to do with everything from markets to people to products to sales to closing. All those things are a part of it. And what I was able to do back when I was a working stiff, when I was working for somebody, I was trained to be what was called a Six Sigma black belt.
Yes.
A statistical process improvement and control. And so I'm a black belt that was trained by GE Master Black Belts. And that would be General Electric. And what was great is as I was looking at Inc. 500 businesses and what you'd consider in Europe, Deloitte and Touche 500 businesses.
Got you.
What are they called?
Yeah, absolutely. I said, I've got you. I understand exactly what you're talking about. The big blue chip companies.
Yeah, well, they're privately held companies that have grown. Normally in the States, an Inc. 500 business would be something that starts out at $0 and goes to $3 million USD in 3 years.
Okay.
And that right there puts you on path to being an Inc. 500 business. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to say, hey, you know what, there's when you look on the Inc. 500 list, there's businesses in every possible area, every possible niche that's out there. And so what I did is I statistically took a sample of them, and I went out to their owners, I went out to their head of sales, and I asked them these questions. And I put it into a process map. And what I like to do is I like to teach people that process map, because now you're learning the language of business, just like Janet Yellen used to tell us. Now, once you know that language of business that works, whether you're in toys, whether you're in oil, whether you're in cigars, whether you're in hotel restaurant management, whatever it is, now your business, you can follow that language, and that language is success. That language, no matter what business you're in, will lead to success and will lead to a profitable business. But if you don't follow those things, then you're leading yourself to unproductive, busy work that in the end, your business will fail. And so I was very proud to all of a sudden get this uncovering. A lot of major gurus, like good friends like Robert and even Donald Trump, talks about some of these great things. And I love what they say. It's amazing. But they never give you the secret sauce. They're talking because they're so far past the secret sauce that they forget that there's a sauce back there. Or they just worked it so hard that they got to this massive success, and they forget that, okay, a lot of us have to start out at ground one. You know, we haven't had that. So, you know, we grew up on farms. We grew up working hard. We had to go get education, all these other things. We didn't grow up with any money in our bank account, so now we had to go build it. And so from that point of zero at your kitchen table, and you're racking your brain, how can I put, you know, food on the table for my family? Well, then there's a process that starts. And that process, if you follow that process, it leads to a successful business. And how much time, energy, and money you put into that business will then equate itself to how successful and how big your business gets.
Brilliant.
If that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. In fact, yes, on so many different levels, and it's very, very interesting to actually hear you talking about the system that you have. Obviously, the way this has been systemized to help businesses in terms of sales, clients, client retention. And the one question I'd like to pose to you now, given the years that I spent in the bank, and as I reflect on that, I always used to look at the cost of acquisition. And when I look back, we used to say the most valuable customer you've got at any moment are the ones that are on your books. And if you look at that, for the simple reason that they're already there, you've already invested the time and the effort to have them on your books. And yes, sales is massively important. It's not only just about new business; it's also about expanding your business and upselling and side selling, extracting more value, if you will, out of the clients that you already have. Does your system allow for this, Daniel?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
It's a key component to anybody's business. There's a lot of people like to go out, and you were saying brilliantly, is that you like to acquire new customers. You're always on a path to acquire new customers. But I will tell you, it is significantly easier to retain an awesome customer. And somebody that you've already got on the books, somebody that you're already helping, somebody that you've got a great client relationship with, to buy more from you than it is to go out and find new ones. We call it LVC, or lifetime value of a customer. And so what you want to do is always be tracking your lifetime value, or what type of client you want to get. A lot of people cast the net really, really wide. What they do is they go out and they do a machine gun for everybody. And yet not everybody needs your product and service. So a lot of times it's better to be very sniperish in the acquisition of your clients, because you can spend an entire day selling a Mercedes to someone who can only afford a Kia. You know what? You probably shouldn't have spent that day. You should have probably spent your time finding somebody who could purchase a Mercedes. And then the sale would have happened very shortly. Same thing with all of your businesses. Whenever you're thinking about your businesses, who is your ultimate client? In the cigar manufacturing industry, our client is very high. We supply cigars to the Oscars, the Emmys, the NFL, the PGA. We supply cigars to 70% of the mega yachts worldwide. So we're super high end. So do you think I'm going to go to a cigarette shop to sell my cigars? Absolutely not. I'm going to go to where wealthy, successful people that have money to spend. They have extra capital that would be willing to spend the money on a cigar of that caliber. Same thing with anything that you have, any product or service that you have, if it's a computer or if it's foodstuffs or anything along those lines, you focus your energy on marketing to the correct niche of people. You will have, it's better to have 100 great buyers than 100,000 people that won't buy from you.
Brilliant. Would you say that again, please?
It's better to have 100 good buyers, people that are specifically in your niche, than having 100,000 people on a list that won't buy. and that I find very regularly with a lot of my students that come in. They're super excited. They're pumped up. And that is beautiful because that will take them past all of the pain and agony of building a business. But once we get through the mesh, we get through the haystack to find the needles. Once you have those awesome needles, you can market to them again and again and again and again and create relationships with them. There's a reason why I can turn around and right now I could make a phone call and Robert Allen would get on the phone call with me and would pretty much, I could ask him to travel anywhere by next weekend, or I could go and see him this next weekend if this is available, is because the relationship was built from me being nothing and going and asking him, hey, I want to follow your process because I see what it leads to, a success. And when I followed that process and put the time, energy, and money into it, what it was able to do is take that to the next level and then start looking for more mentors in maybe a specific area of where I wanted to be, where I knew my love, my heart, my hobbies were. And once you start getting into business, a lot of times your first business will be a business of necessity. It will be something that you don't particularly love to do, but you know that there's money there. There's an opportunity there, and you can now find great clients in that area, service those clients, give them information, allow them to be successful, and you will now take yourself to what is called financial independence. Then at the point of financial independence is when it gets fun for everybody. And understand, once you are financially free, now you can pick where you want to go and what you want to do. There's very few people that pick the first thing that out of their as an entrepreneur, pick the first thing and it's what they love to do. I haven't found that too many times. But what I do find is once we extract people through a system and they come out financially free or on the process of actually making money at the bottom line, now all of a sudden they open up and now they can go spend their time doing their hobbies. They can go travel more if that's what they want to do. Absolutely. They can go live somewhere else for a while. And that is different than most people are like they're and I'll speak to that, I guess, at the event as well. But the excitement is once you know that there's a journey that you've got to go on. It's like going to the Himalayas and you want to go to the top of the top Himalayan mountain. And you know that you're going to have to go to base camp. And it's going to, most people would die before they even got to base camp. But you're going to get to base camp and now the journey starts. It's getting everybody to base camp is what we're going to do.
Well, that's exactly it. And this is why I know Millionaire to Billionaire is going to be an absolutely cracking event. Just as you're busy chatting to us over the Skype line now, I mean, I can hear your passion. I can hear your energy, your enthusiasm, your absolute love for what you do. And as you so correctly said, when you create that level of success, eventually what comes with it is a very powerful word called choice. And my, isn't that what everybody wants? And I'm guaranteed that's what the people who will be sitting in that audience will be after, is more choice and more options around how they create more success so that they gain that financial freedom and choice. Now, Daniel, this brings me to a question that I love to ask every single person who comes through the show, and that is, what is the most powerful, the single most powerful business lesson that you, Daniel Miller, have ever learned, and why?
I think you're asking a fantastic question that really has. I think I've probably said it already a number of times. Is in business, there's no I in team. There's no I in, well, there is an I in business, but you have to build a team. Unless you are planning on becoming super small and staying super small. But if you want to play big and you want to help change a lot of people's lives, you've got to have a team. And the better you make that team and the more you learn from other people that have built the great teams, the faster you're going to find success. And, you know, I'm excited to be, you know, being on the stage with, you know, James Caan, who's, you know, been really instrumental in building a lot of really great businesses. James McNeil, just a great, amazing guy. I've spent a lot of time. He's another cigar smoker with me, and just understands marketplaces and does some really amazing things in his program. And, you know, just to be back out there with a couple of really close friends and doing it, I'm excited that everybody who comes to the event is going to, they're going to find something.
Of course they
are. And here it is. It may not be me. You know, you've got to realize that not everybody's going to love you. That you're only looking for the people that are really going to like you. And so that's the reason why I'm so excited that that the team over MTB has really put together a fantastic conference. I look at the other people that are going to be there, and there's going to be something for someone. You know, you show up, somebody's message, somebody's path is going to resonate with the student body there. And once it resonates, then it's just the action that you have to take. It's being decisive and really saying, okay, I'm making some changes. I'm learning today. I've got burning desire, but now I want to get specialized knowledge under A, B, C, whoever it is. Or maybe it's, you say, I want to get two or three different opportunities and looking at them, say, hey, where do I find more resonance? And then it's being decisive, is getting up and actually taking action. Because none of us, I guarantee, not a single one of those massive entrepreneurs that's going to be on stage will ever spend any time or energy with you unless you actually take the first action, which is you're going to have to trust in yourself. We know, like myself, I always say this, is I know my process works. I know that all you have to do is plug in and successfully go down it. But hey, the system works. The only variable in the room is the student. We don't know if they work yet. They showed up, but we're still worried about their 20%. You know, are they really going to show up? Are they really going to follow through and do it?
Well, team. Daniel, well said, and I love what you said about team, and it certainly brings into play one's thinking and consciousness. So much of everything out there today is driven by what's in it for me. I know that that's massive in the corporate world. We refer it to locally as WIFM, and it's very interesting to hear you speak about that and speak about team with the passion that you do, and also bringing a balancing consciousness into play around it's also what's in it for others. Lovely. What a stunning message to receive from you. Now, Daniel, before we wrap up this interview, there was one part of your bio that just absolutely stood out for me. In fact, I've got it circled and I've got the word wow written next to it. And You apparently sit on the board of the directors of Big Brother and Big Sisters in Florida, and Mission Retreats in Belize, where they build transitional orphanages for young women in order to keep them out of the sex trade. Wow. Before we close this interview, I would love you to just share with us what this is all about and just give us a few minutes of your time around why are you involved in this and what difference you're making, because this is just incredible.
Well, you know, I can't take credit for any of it. You know, God, I think once you find a certain level of where you are, God wants something bigger from you and asks you to take big steps when you're financially capable of doing it. And he'll ask you to take small steps when you're not financially capable or whatever it is. And so at the right time in my wife and I's lives, we're presented with two major opportunities, one of them with Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Sun Coast and here in the U.S., and to help really mentor young people, men and women, young kids, and pairing them with adults that are going to be here and teach people to become better people and to really give of themselves, so they don't see just an I community, but they see a we community. And a close personal friend of mine was at a Christian retreat for men. I truly believe that we've got to always be searching and always becoming better ourselves. Through me, it's Christ. And I met a gentleman who was a billionaire, and he said, "Hey, I'm doing something. Do you want to be a part of it?" And it happened to be missionretreats.org in Belize. And 3 days later, I found myself on a plane flying to Central America, to Belize. And I fell in love. I'd been there as a child, probably when I was between 10 and 12. And I loved the country then, but too young to know. And as I came back in my elder years, you know, just recently turned 40. And so, you know, 43. Sorry, I'm 43. Woo, getting older. and he showed me what he had. His vision was to help young ladies, because the sex trafficking all over the world is horrible. And it's a pandemic, and it's something that we've got to stamp out. It's got to be something that everybody's got to, you know, really, really work at. For me, it was just a calling of the heart. And so, yes, we're building transitional orphanages in Belize, where what happens is normally a girl will come through the normal orphanage system all the way until they're 16 or 17, and then they are let go. At that moment in time is the moment in time where they're more susceptible and can be kidnapped and can be thrown into a life that's not healthy at all. At that moment in time, we can come over, and our organization is there where these girls can come to a transitional orphanage where they learn how to do hotel restaurant management. They learn how to sustainable development in their fields. They learn how to be a nurse or a nurse assistant. So my wife and I, we spend a lot of time in Belize now working with the hospitals inside of Belize to have places where these girls can go. I've been working with a group of doctors out of Beverly Hills that are wanting to build a clinic, which is about 20 some clicks away from the farm that we have and where the orphanage is. And they are willing to, they're literally opening their hearts and their minds for my wife to now, as she becomes, and she's becoming a doctor right now. But at that moment in time, they'll open up a clinic inside of their clinic that she can give free health care to the locals.
Wow.
And that she wants to be able to bring these girls and say, "Hey, would you like to, you know," and allowing people to have this path. So it's something that's going to us. It's something that I really, you know, I believe is a calling and someplace where very shortly, probably in my life, I will be called full time to move into that arena and give up a lot of comforts in the world in order to help other people feel more comfortable.
Incredible.
And that's
incredible. Incredible. Daniel, I take my hat off to you for what you are doing there. May all your endeavors and those of all the other people who are involved with that be truly blessed, because that is just absolutely phenomenal. Thank you
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing something. And this is the thing. Whether it's money or whether it is activity, the fact of the matter is, all it takes for evil and a whole lot of bad to take over the world is for people to do absolutely nothing. So, from South Africa, we celebrate what you do, and how wonderful it has been to have you on the line with us today. Thanks so much for joining us on the Success Show. It really has been fascinating. I've learned a great deal. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person when you're here in South Africa. I'm looking forward to learning so much more about SciDec, your system. And on that note, Daniel, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. Travel safely. And we are so looking forward to receiving you down here.
Well, I do appreciate it, and thank you so much for spending some time with me, and I hope I was able to shine some light on some great things that are coming for people and make it to M2B on April 26th. You'll find something, and you'll start making some changes. And thank you so much for the Styles for putting this together and allowing me to be on with everybody. So, and I look forward to meeting you as well.
Wow, what an interview with Daniel Miller there. And I just really enjoyed the end of that interview, because what is so important is the aspect of legacy as an entrepreneur, that you do find yourself in a position when you become very successful that you can help others, because sometimes you have a great desire to help others, but you don't have the resources. And it's wonderful to hear about the projects that these speakers who come to South Africa get involved with, the reasons why they do the things that they do. But once again, it's about getting to these events, listening to these speakers, and learning from them if they resonate with you. And this is something that's so incredible, because sometimes some people don't resonate with you. They just are not your cup of tea, to use one of my favorite colloquialisms. And it's just about listening to what they have to say, but you will definitely pick something up from them. And these tickets have been priced very, very realistically. Now, we do have 20 VIP tickets to give away. I gave out the wrong email address earlier. I just want to change that. It is actually success@mixfm.co.za to be one of the lucky winners of those 20 VIP tickets worth 2,000 Rand each. Now, if you'd give us a little paragraph on why you deserve to be the winner and why you should go, and really everybody should be there. If you'd like to have a look at which speakers are at Millionaire to Billionaire, the website is mtob.co.za. Now, next week, the coup d'etat for me. I mean, talk about having some business crushes. At least Chris always knows it's on the entrepreneurial scale. But I'm getting the opportunity to interview James Kahn from the Dragon's Den. Now, James Kahn, as we know, is a brilliant entrepreneur. He's an amazing businessman in his own right. But he now has become the chairman of the UK's Startup Fund for Small Businesses. And last year, James Kahn started 10,000 new businesses in the UK. Now, just imagine if this is something that we can do in South Africa to get these guys on board, to get African entrepreneurs on board, and governments to help us start funding that kind of amount of small businesses. Just imagine if you got each one of those small businesses to create 5 jobs. Look at the dent in the unemployment scale in South Africa. I mean, that's something to really think about. You've been listening tonight to The Success Show on Mix FM 93.8 with Chris and Suzanne Styles. We'll be back next week.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Styles every Tuesday night at 7:15.